I guess we should have given the president some pom-poms there. They mentioned the building, and she just kind of went into a cheer captain mode. It's great to have you joining us as we embark on our WJR campus tour, and we're starting in our own backyard, just down the road from the Fisher Building, here in the middle of the Midtown Miracle at Wayne State University. And we welcome in the still new, newly minted president of Wayne State University, Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy. Hello.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And we're so happy to welcome you in our awesome State Hall, indeed.
It is. Yes. And it's for those of you that may be familiar with the State Hall as a former student, you got to come down as an alum and check it out, because it is truly revitalized from the inside out, and yet a number of those special features are still there. You came to us from San Antonio, another city with a great riverfront and also a great downtown vibe. How important is that for Wayne State right now in leveraging what's happening here in the city of Detroit?
It is so important, and I love the Midtown Miracle, because you are exactly right how you've characterized the relationship between Wayne State and Detroit. We are in, for, and with Detroit, right? We've been here from the beginning. We're going to be here
now.
And
at one time, that was a liability, honestly, you know, and now it's
an
incredible asset.
Exactly. And we make a difference every day, whether it's healthcare or training students in the community to benefit health, whether it's bringing industry partnerships to serve our students who are driven and ready to go and focused on career, or whether it's about spawning small business and supporting their success. That's all what Wayne is about, our community.
Dr. Espy, you were talking about partnerships and with the location of Wayne State and walking distance of some of the largest corporations and health centers and law firms and more. I mean, how do these partnerships help with the careers?
Oh, they help so much for students. I mean, look at this. We're a stone's throw from the DIA. We're a stone's throw from downtown and all the big businesses that you mentioned. And so what it does is it really provides students an opportunity to be focused on career right from day one. You know, Wayne State is really an engine of social and economic mobility and prosperity for our community. And we do that in a couple ways. First of all, we've always been a university whose door is open to everyone, regardless of background, right? So come to Wayne State. Then we make it affordable, right? We are investing, making it clear that everyone belongs here, and we help you to succeed. Our graduation rates now, for example, are hitting national benchmarks. So you come here, and we will help you to succeed. But that career part is really important, right? And so part of the reason I came here to Wayne State is because of the assets of Detroit. Detroit's on the move, right?
It is.
I hear from employers, they're looking for workforce. And when I talk about employers, that's big industry, that's small industry, that's nonprofits, that's government, right? So the full panoply of our students. And we're able to take advantage of that because we're here in Detroit. And then meanwhile, our employers, they want a diverse, well-prepared workforce. And that's what Wayne State's all about. So it's a real pleasure to be here.
You are the first woman to serve in this role in the institution's history. I wanted to mention that because that is awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Reading your bio, wherever you went, you wanted to make college accessible to a lot of people. You are part of this collective where a lot of universities in this state join together to try and get more kids to college. Talk about that.
Yeah, I sure will. So I'm really excited about our Michigan Achievement Compact, because what that does, you know, the college-going rate in Michigan is a little lower than it should be. I believe that college is fundamental to success, right? And that if you look at whether it's a public or a personal investment, there's no better investment on average that makes a difference relative to economic and social prosperity. It's not just about the income differential that you receive. People who finish college are much more likely to vote. They have healthier outcomes. Their children are more ready for school. So it has community benefits. So what the Michigan Compact is about, the MAP program as they call it, is about making it clear to students that if you achieve a 3.0 GPA, you're accepted here, right? There's no question. You just come,
pretty
right?
Easy words, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, for families, especially for us that has many first-generation families, about half of our students are first-generation, meaning that their parents didn't go to college or maybe started and didn't finish. You know, navigating that whole process, it's a little complicated. So the more we make that clear, the more students will see themselves here and they'll come.
How much of that messaging is complicated by two things? One, we've got this national obsession with student loan debt burden, which you hear so many horrible anecdotal stories about how it has held families back, that it's changed the perception and the equation about whether or not a college education is worth it when you hear the people that are understandably aggrieved by it.
Right.
On the other hand, we also have a deficit of college counselors. here in the state of Michigan.
Right.
How much does that complicate the messaging that this is a game-changing investment?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of things in that question, so let me unpack that a little bit. So first of all, I couldn't agree with you more that the more that we're investing in college advisors in the high schools to help people realize the college is for them, because honestly, students and families overestimate the amount of debt because they hear those stories, right? Most of the students who accumulate that kind of debt are at private schools, not at public schools. Only usually if you
and that's
at,
not in undergrad always.
No,
it's a lot of it's graduate.
Right. For example, a medical student that typically they will reap those benefits and be able to pay their loans back quickly. For us, we're investing in affordability. So, for example, in this freshman year, more than 55% of our students are attending Wayne without paying tuition and without paying fees, right?
Wow.
We've done that through a combination of federal loans, through the new Michigan Achievement Scholarship that has been game-changing for families, and then we're investing our own dollars to support those who are the least resourced and able to benefit. So it is, you know, if we're trying to get the message out, whether it's the Heart of Detroit program or the Detroit Promise, come here to Wayne because it is actually affordable.
One of your partners is Wayne County.
Yes.
You guys, excuse me, my voice is going. You guys work with the medical examiner's office. You guys are doing that right now. And I know the county executive is so very happy with the work you guys are doing there and happy to have someone hometown handling that.
Wonderful. Well, I am so pleased at all of our partnerships. You are right. The partnership of the medical examiner's office is just one that we do with Wayne County and with our city generally. We're so fortunate to have a very strong health sciences enterprise, whether it's the School of Medicine, the College of Nursing. We have allied health professionals, whether it's radiation tech or pharmacy, and others who are in the community, right? Mm-hmm. They're working as a part of the MEO. They're in churches delivering care. You know, they're at Sundays, you know, volunteering at the grocery store, making people aware of the services that are available to them. And that makes a difference because if you're out in the community, particularly for some of our families and communities that might be a little skeptical of services, you know, it's that building of trust, right? And Wayne State has always had a history of serving our community. That's a part of our DNA. And so I'm grateful to hear, in fact, that the county executive and the county generally is pleased with those because for us, that's literally a part of our mission, and it's so impactful and makes a difference every day. Now, granted, it's a great training experience, too, for students, right?
Absolutely.
Because they get to see folks with different backgrounds and different conditions and get that sense of how to help and how to listen to those specific needs.
Talk to me about R1 Research University, why that's important, and does it benefit our area to have that?
So we are so proud to be one of the three R1 universities in Michigan. And what that means is that we're really top tier. So our faculty are doing cutting edge research and discovery every day. Now you could ask, you know, that seems like a kind of a ethereal topic in some ways, but really that benefits students directly because what that means is our students are able to experience knowledge as it's discovered, right, from the get-go, where if you think about it, how long that takes to appear in a textbook for others who don't have an R1 institution, you know, that's a 5 to 10 year process. So our students are involved in that. That gives them a competitive edge relative to their career. Now, granted, it also has community benefits. You know, we were talking a little bit about some of the community health work. Mm-hmm. While it's through that kind of research that you learn what practices make a difference more than others, and so we can deliver better care. It also connects to our mission relative to small business in that those innovations, research spins off innovation, spins off ways that we can help small business. And so, again, we're able to support that innovative ecosystem, the entrepreneurial ecosystem that makes a difference for our community. So it's really kind of in three venues that R1 status makes a difference. And I'm just so grateful to our faculty because truly they are second to none.
Well, we should point out that as part of the URC, the University Research Corridor, you're collaborating with other universities as well, that a lot more goes on, a lot more partnerships goes on between these universities while we see you competing on the athletic field.
Yes.
There's a lot of partnerships.
That is very true. And, you know, I oftentimes will say there's much opportunity in collaboration. And why is that the case? Well, if you think about collaboration, faculty have their own little thing going. But when you collaborate with someone else, you do more, right? The whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I welcome the collaboration between our two other research universities as well as our regional partners. There's lots of ways that we work together. Our community colleges, for example, are one of our biggest partners. 40% of our students are incoming transfer students. That's unique to Wayne, but that provides pathways for students and families. So it's really important.
Doctor. Very impressive person.
Yes.
Very impressive.
We're delighted. We're delighted to have you here. And we won't put you on the spot and ask who has the prettier riverfront, San Antonio or Detroit. We're a little biased around these parts.
Well, Doctor, I'll tell you, you can't see another country from anyone else's riverfront.
There you go.
Very
good point. Very good point. Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, our new Wayne State University president. Thanks so much.
Wonderful. Thank you.
7:45 at News Talk 760. We'll check in with Nolan Finley as we are wont to do on Monday mornings. A lot happening out there with the speaker, Sean Fain. More coming your way on JR Morning.